We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cooking Joe, Bob Pompiani in studio. We're talking about the Pirates. Really an amazing win yesterday. Truly. Bob said the last time that happened, where a team came back from three or more down on potentially its final at-bat twice in a game, was 89 years ago.
And that season they had two of those instances.
I mean, for the Pirates or for any team?
For any team. For any team, according to Elias.
So. That's all I could think about when it was happening was, how many times has this ever happened? Like, not once, but twice, three down?
No. The odds against it are just unbelievable. Astronomical.
I thought Manuel Margot made a nice bun.
Let me ask you this.
That was a great play.
That was a beautiful play because no one's all coming. The shift.
Against the
shift.
The shift. With two outs. Yeah. I mean, he could have walked the first base.
Great play.
Yeah, but the shift, that's where a case where the shift hurts you badly. Because you're going to do it the way to.
Well, wasn't that more about Liriano, the way he came off the mound,
But and everyone was so far away.
Josh Bell was already way over from first base.
Josh was almost the second. Frazier's all behind second. There's nobody at all on their right side. And plus, having a left-hander.
Once you get it by the mound, there's nobody there.
The most unlikely win in that ballpark, which game was it? Astros a long time ago, or are they down?
Were
they
down? Brian Giles hit a grand slam. I think they were down 8-2 going to the bottom of the ninth.
Wasn't that
Rob Mikoviak? Didn't he have a role in that? Or he had something.
He had home runs in both ends of a doubleheader.
The day his kid was born.
But that was Giles hit a grand slam.
Yeah.
Right.
Off of the left-hander.
Billy Wagner.
Hamilton.
Billy Hamilton. Listen. What was more unlikely? And people figure this stuff out mathematically. You said 8-2 was that Astros game in the ninth?
I believe it was.
Yes, it was a six-run deficit.
Coming back from 8-2 in the ninth, or coming back from three runs down twice in the ninth, and what was it, the 11th yesterday?
11th, yeah.
Yep, ninth and
11th. What's more mathematically unlikely?
I think what happened yesterday, only because it had to happen twice.
Once
you get a rally going in the bottom of the ninth where they have people on base, one swing, you can get six runs in one, I think, a lot easier than twice having to have up three.
What do you think, Ron? Which one is mathematically more unlikely?
You know, I was fortunate I was at both. I was at the Wagner game. Wagner was such a good closer.
This guy was perfect, too.
Yeah,
and then they did it again.
This guy was 26-26 and hadn't given up a run in any save opportunities. Hadn't given up a run.
You know who hasn't given up a run this month, Ron?
Who's that? Richard Rodriguez.
Rich Rod has not given up a run.
He's turned his season around. I'll give him credit for it.
The exact wording on your award from Pittsburgh Magazine was what?
What are you going back to?
Pittsburgh what?
I don't know.
Sports Media Person of the Year.
Sports Media Person of the Year.
I mean, Joe, I've been doing this for 37 years. I've never had one of these. I'm flattered, like I said. I don't know what more you want me to say.
Ron's been doing it longer than you, and he doesn't have one.
I've never been honored. No, I'm not, but I'm not a media star like he is.
How did they define it, Bob?
It's a vote of fans. They have a survey.
But what's the criterion?
I don't know. It just
you got to be liked. Everybody likes Bob. He wants to be liked. He panders to the
You know, there was no segue at all. You went from a serious sports conversation back into this
for no apparent reason. This is as serious as it gets because I feel like I should have been considered. Ron should have been.
It's a vote. They could have had, I think, you write names.
Was I even on the ballot?
I don't know. There was
Ron,
a ballot.
Ron, were you?
I don't know.
See, there wasn't a ballot.
I think you then just write
fixed.
Names.
Oh.
I don't know how it works.
Ron, do you think that Bob should have won it?
Oh, absolutely. I think he should win the national award, not just Pittsburgh award.
The golf shirt today is absolutely incredible, Bob. A self-monogrammed golf shirt.
It was a gift, like I said, by my friends at Nike Golf. It's a nice shirt.
I mean, in the end, it doesn't matter if someone gave it to you or you bought it. You're wearing, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. In fact, you look devilishly handsome. But it says pumping ain't easy
on your own shirt. That's my hashtag. It's on my golf bag. I have the same thing. I like that hashtag.
Ron, when you played golf, did you have a monogrammed bag?
No, I don't have the ego that Bob does, though. I would not work four high school games on the same day because I have to have my face out in front of everybody. I didn't do that.
Would it surprise you if you see this pen, and what does this pen say?
course, it says Bob Pompeiani.
Again, sent to me by my friend Jim Hamilton, all bunch of pens, and I always love it.
You monogrammed underwear? That's an honest question.
No.
You believe that, Ron?
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
Well, you're not going to find out.
Well,
thank God we won't find out.
Ron's golf career took root in Beaver Falls, and that's where Greg is. Greg, how are you today?
Yeah, I just have a question. Whatever happened to the letters and the knees with the strike zone?
That's what I say, Greg.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. It changed.
What is it now?
I don't understand.
What would you say it is now? Used to be letters to the knees. It seems almost like the belt to wear.
Well, there's not much room from the belt down to your knees. Exactly. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Is it a little lower, though?
It's lower. And I don't know who established it being lower. I always thought that pitch, I'm sorry, yesterday, I know the grid said it was a ball, but it was a strike.
I agree with Greg.
I just don't understand it.
The grid said it was clearly a ball. But hasn't this been going on long enough where you look at it again and you say, yep, they've been calling that a ball for... How long, Ron?
But they called it a strike earlier in the game to Marte.
No, same, they didn't. Yes, they did. Go back and check both pitches.
I did.
The Marte pitch, part of it was on the line.
But it was also part of it outside. You're telling me that you're going to make your eye can make that distinction as an umpire that quickly?
It better
like
be able
one
to.
One is a strike, one isn't a strike?
It better be able
come
to,
on.
Yes.
That's unrealistic, and that's why I hate that grid.
If that's unrealistic, Bob, then again, you're arguing for electronic strike zone.
I'm arguing for just get that thing off the screen and let umpires do their thing. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're arguing if an umpire can't make that kind of
because you're conditioned to see it. You just said you're hooked on it, Joe. You want to see it. When it's gone, you can't understand why. You miss it.
How about yesterday's games? We talk about replay. There was two in the first inning. I think there were three or four in the game. The one went, they announced like a minute 43. It seemed like it was 5 minutes long. I'm a replay guy, but I don't like it when they take that long. I just don't.
Mitch wants to talk strike zone. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I agree with Bob and totally against Joe. The grid gives us a chance to, you know, dictate, you know, whether it was a strike or ball. You know, they didn't have the zone back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. You don't think umpires didn't make bad calls back then?
So you trust umpires to call the games adequately, balls and strikes?
Yeah, it's a game played by humans, and it should be umped by humans.
Okay, so you're in favor of no replay then?
No, replay possibly on a play at the plate or whatever, but not the balls and strikes.
What's the difference? If there's an egregious...
Because there's 600 pitches in a game.
Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, and there's a terrible call on a strike or ball. That's not as important as a play at the plate?
Yeah, but what are you basing that on? The grid? If the grid wasn't there, you wouldn't have the judgment call from a fan's perspective.
Yes, you would, on an egregiously bad ball or strike call. That's been part of the game forever,
too. How would you know it was a bad call if you don't have the grid there?
You'd watch it.
Yeah, but that last one, if you didn't have the grid there, I agree with the caller here, Mitch.
Did you think Belinda threw a strike in that game against the Braves all those years ago?
The Pirates certainly thought Randy Marsh.
Okay, but that's part of it. I like the human element in it.
You like it?
I mean, you're going to have missed calls. That's just the way it is.
Then don't have replay anywhere.
No, you have replay. Again, the whole idea of replay was not to come in and micromanage every little slide over the base by.
But, Bob, we talk about this every time.
I know, but the strike zone is taking it too far, in my opinion.
I know, but let's just have this conversation. Instituting replay in the first place with the idea that you're just going to stop the egregious calls was unrealistic. It's never just going to be about that. Once you bring it in, it's going to be about micromanaging every little thing. It has to be.
Fine.
In every sport.
Now what we see the NFL, they're going to actually micromanage Hail Marys. And what defines a Hail Mary? What shouldn't be called?
And that's a natural extension to bringing it in because they want to correct what you say is egregious.
That was egregious in that New Orleans game.
Okay, so how do you correct it?
How do you correct it? You make the call the right way and Al Riveron failed. That call should have been... I'm talking about if it was
and
still
who draws the line between
egregious and non-egregious.
That's
just a bad, the guy should be suspended as an official then. That's, I mean, that was a terrible call. What are you supposed to do there? I don't know. Ron, do you like it now on replays? On we're going to end up having it on holding, on everything else.
I know.
It's just going to get out of control.
Because of replay zealots like you.
You're a replay zealot. You liked it, Ron.
Hey, Ron's less of one.
But I'm less of one.
So am I. That's what I'm saying. I want to
really turn me off the way. When how many major sporting events have been decided by replay or bad calls not being reviewable? That bothers me.
Yeah. I've been to hockey games where the team that thought they lost goes to the locker room and they're called back because, it's not over yet.
If there was a computerized strike zone, I think the Pirates go to the World Series in 92.
Okay. You're probably
they're
right.
They're convinced. That you might remember, I believe in that game, who was the umpire that died? Had
McSherry,
a heart attack on the field.
John McSherry?
In Cincinnati. Oh, my God. But he was ill that game.
Yeah.
He got ill that game. Randy Marsh took over behind home plate, and they thought he really shafted Cabrera. Ray Miller, to this day, will still call him Randy Bleepin' Marsh.
Yeah.
That's his name, you know, to him. But, you know, Leland said sometimes they go for you, sometimes they go against you.
Is he in favor of replay in general?
Yes. He thinks it's good. He thinks
but fans, limited, though, right?
He thinks the only thing he doesn't want computerized strike zones.
I agree. I don't either. Just me.
Well, we can get back into that. I don't want to go back into it right now. 412-928-9370. I just don't understand how, like that call. I would ask Leland if he said that to me. I would say, what about the call you had in 92?
He'd say,
you wouldn't want that to be gotten right? Wasn't that an obvious strike?
He'd say, I'd live with it. That's what he'd say.
Right.
I ask him point blank about it. He goes, I don't want it at all. And that's when he goes, these umpires do so much better than people give them credit for. And he goes, you know, going in, a couple are going to go against you. They're going to miss a couple. And he said, some go for you, some go against you.
Yeah. See, to me, it was
How is it different than on the bases, though? Some go for you and some go against
because
you.
Because there's 600 pitches in a game. There are only so many of these.
So it has more of an effect on a game.
But if you're
going to
every single pitch, are you kidding me? I mean, to me, that would be insane. But that's just me.
It could be very easily done.
Yeah, but then what do you do with the home plate umpire? Just get rid of him?
No, he's there as a prop. He'll get a signal from somebody, and he has to put up his arm when told.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he can still make the out safe call at home plate.
Only to be overturned, yes.
Or little things that happen at home plate, whatever it might be, catcher's interference. You know,
it's nuts.
Everything that happens at home plate. I wouldn't be sad if Joe West didn't call games behind home plate anymore.
If they do it, it wouldn't bother me either to the point where I'm going to live with it because I just do. It happens, fine. But if you're asking me my opinion, I don't like that case strike zone thing. Get it off the screen. Just let those guys do their job. And if they do it badly, they should, you know, feel some heat from their employers. But
they're all evaluated.
They're
and
all
right.
outraged that Machado only got one game or something for that little dust up that he had.
Yeah, right.
Did you see that?
Well, I don't like that umpires.
Was it even worthy of a game?
No, but what umpires now? They're the people who attack more than
they need, and that's why they need to be brought down.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't know about these strikes.
I don't think they're nearly as confrontational as they used to be.
I think. Well, I don't know. Some of them have very thin skin.
Well, there's no doubt.
But none of them have monogrammed shirts.
I have very thick skin.
Do
they,
Ron?
I don't let any of this bother me. That's
Joe West shirt he wears to the game?
You know what his nickname is? Cowboy.
Yeah, Cowboy.
They call him Cowboy.
All right. People can weigh in on all of that if you like at 928-9370. And also, let's look at the Penguins weekend, which was very, very quiet compared to what some, like me, thought it would be. All that at the top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.